Yo, 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 what up, what up, what up? It's your girl, V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to The Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. Oh, wow. We have Little Rock's own Bella Bae. I don't have a budget, so you know I gotta do the sound effects and everything. Good. How you feeling, though? How you feeling?
Good. You got me lit. I'm ready to start drinking.
Oh, we gotta start. You know. I want to say thank you for taking the time being here. You understand?
Thank you for having me.
Nah, of course. And if, you know, before we dive into anything, y'all already know how we do, man. You know, I want to say just congratulations to you, everything you've been accomplishing. And, you know, this toast is for you and your success. Let's make it happen. Boom. Right here. Okay, go ahead. Ooh. You good?
I'm good.
You good?
I told you that guy had
a long hair. Oh, man. Yes, yeah, so. So you're from Little Rock, mm-hmm. Arkansas. So what are you doing out here in the tri-state, New York, New Jersey?
Networking.
Okay.
Pulling up on you. Thank you.
Yes.
One of the stops, doing photo shoots. I got a show.
Okay.
Photo shoots. I said shoots. A few shows, pulling up on producers, you know, just networking, meeting a couple people.
Okay.
Getting Bella, just being everywhere besides just Little Rock, you know.
That's what's up.
Doing interviews.
That's what's up. That's why I said congratulations, because, I mean, I know you're dope. For those that don't know, she's a dope artist. Mm-hmm. You know, you're working mm-hmm. hard, you're grinding, doing what you're, you know, doing as you should. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that you're out here shows a dedication, you know. Mm-hmm. So how and when did you get started with music?
So I got started with music about 2 years ago.
Okay.
I was going through like this just roughest patch in my life that I felt like, and I'm like, Rod Wave was my inspiration. I just like the fact that he can just make music about how he's feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's just my thing. So at that time I was just listening to what song was I listening to? I don't even remember. But I just started crying. I'm like, dang. And I was just, and normally when you listen to songs, you be just the beat and you mm-hmm, like, just mm-hmm. the hook just get you. But I was really like listening to the verse and everything. I'm like, I can do that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I can do that. Like that was really how I felt like, I can do that.
So before that, were you already like inspired with music or motivated, or this was just literally 2 years ago you was just like, you know what, well, I can do this, I'm gonna do it?
My ex-girlfriend, she was in music and she was in the studio, so I'd be in and out helping
okay.
her.
Okay.
Right, so I'm like, okay, cool. Watching her just do her thing. So I'm like, and then when I just came, like I said, when I came down to a rough patch, I'm like, yeah, I definitely need to pick my pen up and start talking about how I be feeling, what I be going through, and how these niggas do me, and
okay.
all of that.
So what song can you say put you in that artist mode, mm-hmm. where you became vulnerable and you actually showed people who you really were, or are, should I say?
So I just dropped a single about 2 months ago. It's called Lost.
Okay.
That's the single that actually like dedicates who I am, why I started doing music, pretty much everything that I was going through, as I said, why I started music. So it basically like, it's like a Rod Wave song for sure, Like
okay.
it touches like a lot of women that was going through the same thing that I was going through.
That's
like
what's
that
up.
Song real deal, like talk, like when I tell you, when you listen to it, like it speaks where I come from, where I'm going,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, what I'm going through at that moment, at this moment currently right now in 2022.
Okay.
You know, so that definitely speaks me.
So mm-hmm. the fact that you're fairly new to the music industry as far as like taking it serious, being that artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some lessons you have learned? Because a lot of people be thinking it's easy being an artist, and it's not.
Being patient.
Okay.
Okay. Trying to have my baskets filled, multiple baskets, and not just two of them, if that makes sense. So say, for instance, having ideas everywhere else and not just trying to hop on one thing. Doing research. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
If I would have been doing
I'm
that when
so
I
glad
first
you said that.
If I would have been doing that when I first started, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'd be a lot further where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
That's knowing dope. That relationships are more important than
yes.
Because I feel like money can go a long way, but a relationship gonna take you further. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Somebody will let you borrow something off of your name You know what I'm saying? Because your name means anything. Oh, well, I ain't gonna let Barbella borrow nothing. She ain't even pay me back. You know what I'm like?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like, so that's really like my pretty much best advice. That's and just being patient, really.
Yeah, no, being patient, you have to be patient because, again, it's not easy. So it's a constant elevation with within just building your brand, right? Mm-hmm. And making it a staple in a sense. I love the fact that you said building, you know, how important relationships are, because I'm constantly preaching like relationship is currency. People don't realize it. And you know, we live in an era where it's like the internet is telling you like, yo, it's okay to burn bridges. And it's like,
and it's not.
Like, understand that statement you're doing. Like, I always tell people, like, don't burn bridges if you don't know how to swim.
I swear. You know? Especially if you have to go back to that same person that you burned your bridge with, because they're going to look at you like.
Exactly. And I'm glad that you're learning that. So, understanding that.
I didn't at first.
But it's all part of your growth as you being an artist, you know? And you're, look at, because you, I'm saying that that's dope because in 2 years, look at how much you was willing to, you were able to grow. Right. Compared to other artists who's been working for 10 years and they're still in a stagnation in a sense, you know? So because you was able to learn that at such early on in your career, which is a good thing. So knowing that, I mean, did you also realize the importance of business within the music aspect?
So I started learning a lot about everything, actually. I want to say like last year.
Okay.
With an altercation that I had. And I'm just like, it's always business over everything. You know what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, this is what's paying me. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm doing for a living. So at the end of the day, I'm going to keep on continually doing what makes me happy. And at the end of the day, I'm going to have to choose. You know what I'm saying? At first, I was choosing other things that was, you know what I'm saying, that was more, I felt like at the time was more important.
Okay.
Then I had to step back like, no, this is more important.
Gotcha. You know?
So, yeah.
Let's dive into your creative process. What's that like? Like when they go into the studio, what are we, how am I, or what am I seeing when it comes to you being at the studio?
So we.
Let's go.
All of that.
All right.
Just like hype. Like I just feel like if I can't, it ain't even just about dancing.
Okay.
Dancing to the song. It's just about being able to groove to the song. That's my thing. If I can't groove to the song, I can't write to it. My thing is like, and then my thing when I create a song, I gotta listen to the beat. I'm like, oh, yeah, that song sound like that. We need to be talking about this.
Okay.
You know, or that beat sound like we need, not that song. That beat sound like we need to be talking about this.
Okay.
Or go and get in the studio. But I have to be like patient. I have to feel like the vibe is right. I can't just go in there and just be like, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, it, go in there and I gotta get my head right, get it, listen to the beat a couple times, get to thinking like, okay, yeah, this is what this sound like, this is supposed to be sounding.
Okay.
Turn in there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
When I'm in there, all right, what you think?
Do you like, when you go into the studio, are you okay with having people there? Or do you prefer your own personal space?
I mean, I'm really,
it doesn't matter?
You don't.
No,
it really don't. Really,
you know why I'm asking? Because I used to be an artist, right? And when it came down for me to record, right? I used to like my personal time. Like, you know, like, this was me being me.
You wanted to be locked in. Like.
Yes, and I wanted to just let myself go. Like, I didn't want, so that's why I wanted, everybody has different processes.
See, that's this like is, my fun space, the studio, so I'm like.
That's what's up.
And if my crew ain't rocking with me while I'm in there, then that's when I'm going to be like, what I need to change.
Okay.
You know, like, what's going on?
Okay.
Because y'all ain't, you know, and we ain't turning up, you know, like.
Gotcha. Yeah. So.
Or I could just go in there by myself and. Everybody busy, you know?
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Different. You really don't.
In a 2 year span, right? You know, looking back to how you started to where you're at now, give me a moment that made an impact within your growth.
So I just did a 20 city tour with QC and QC DJs. Shout out to Two Official for that. Wow, that was like one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
Yes,
20 cities. Here was one of the stops. This is my second time being here. I learned so much out there, perfecting my craft, like perfecting Bella out there. Two Official, like getting on me,
that's
you
dope,
know, showing me what I need to be doing. Like it was like an experience. It was like big shout out to him and QC. Like. It was amazing out there, like
yeah. 20 cities, that's dope.
So
that's
my first tour too.
So what is it that you learned from each? You know, just from the process.
Crowd
itself?
Control is my biggest thing. Like,
okay.
Yeah, because I feel like I know my own song. Okay, I can get up there and sing my, but they're gonna be just the crowd. If you ain't interacting with the crowd, they just gonna stand there and look at you like,
like okay, next.
You know. So my thing was learning how to like. Be here, like, speaking in the mic, like, just lit. interacting with the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Okay. If you fucking with Lil Bella from Lil Rock, can I get a yeah? You know, and everybody, nice. Yeah. Or them walking up there while I'm performing and just showing love, like, okay. Just being out there in them 20 cities just helped me perfect my craft and helped me keep going.
How many cities in did you learn the crowd control?
I want to say, really? I had already had it, kind of.
Okay.
But just knowing what to say and knowing, like, feeling comfortable with it, I want to say when we were in Charleston.
Okay.
When we were in Charleston. That's when, so that was like the third city.
Okay.
Was it the third city? First city, maybe? I'm not sure which city that was. But it was early on in the tour. On.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay.
Was it like a southern leg tour? Like what cities more or less?
So we went here. We went to Atlanta. We went Pittsburgh. We went Charleston. We went
Little Rock. Like north, like the north south in a sense.
Right. Okay. It was.
Or like east south in a sense.
And then we went, where else we go? Washington, D.C. was another one.
Washington, D.C. I like the love there. The support there is dope.
Oh, my gosh, it was so fun. I got so wasted out there.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh, it was so fun. I hosted.
We did an event there, and that was by far one of my best cities.
Like,
D.C. is dope.
It's
a little dangerous.
On tour, when performing-wise, I felt like Miami was my best city. But turn up wise, like after work, Washington D.C. hands down was the best stop of my life.
How did we behave with you? And when I say we, I'm saying New Yorkers. Like,
we were like, we did the show in Brooklyn and we shut it down.
Okay.
It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we were.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah, we did that love story. Mm-hmm. Bar or grill.
Oh,
bar.
Yeah.
I know it's Love Story.
Love Story Bar.
It was so fun, too.
Yeah.
But like I said, that Washington, that after the work, turned it up.
Realistically, where do you see yourself within 2 to 5 years?
I won Grammys. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm here. I ain't trying to be the best, but I want to be one of them.
Gotcha.
That's my whole goal. Like, Grammys, AMA Awards, that's where I see myself 2 to 5 years from now, being a lot further than here, hopefully God willing. Everybody knowing Bella, you know, like I didn't put in so much, I didn't win 20 cities, as I didn't say, and continually growing, I'm back here, and like I said, I just got off tour like, 2 or 3 weeks ago, so I just feel like, I want my name to be as big as Cardi B, City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, I'm not just trying to be, you know, just down there, just doing...
You're looking for longevity.
Yeah, like for sure.
You should.
Yeah, like I'm. This is my dream, and this is what I want to do. You know, like this is not just for fun and just. You think I like traveling? Mm. I mean, of course I do, but.
I know.
Show to show, no. No,
I know.
Right. I love it to death, but this, you know, so yeah, like it take a lot of work to get here, and just little in 2 years, just dedication for sure.
It is a lot of dedication.
Like, I'm doing this to go to the top, not just be halfway stepping, so.
You're going to state, city to city, doing all this, right? Mm-hmm. And as an entrepreneur or as an artist, as a brand, it's not easy, right?
It's not.
In moments of discouragement, what is it that you do to get yourself out of that element?
I go back and I just look at where I started and where I am now.
Okay.
That's my thing, and I be like, wow. I really am good at this.
Okay.
I really am like that girl. Like, I really am striving, you know, and it don't even be, and people be like, wow, you done came so far. You just got off tour with QC. Like, wow, you doing your thing. Like, I hear that a lot, and I still just be like, what I need to do to get bigger? What I need to do to get further? What I need to do? Like, I be beating myself up more than I give myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, pat myself on the back. And, like, honestly, 2 days ago, I had to tell myself, like, I sitting back thinking, like, I have came far, so I need to this is what I need to do, so I need to keep doing, you know what I'm saying? So,
because
they do get times where I'm like, dang, maybe I need to reconsider, you know, and then
it gets like that.
But then you be like, I didn't came too far, so no, let me just keep on, you know, so, right.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm. So what's your why?
Why? Explain the question further.
So when I mean what's your why, is like, what's your purpose? What's your why to your doing
this?
Why
I want to do this?
Why you want to do this?
I feel like, why not? I like to be in the front of the camera.
Okay.
I like to create things.
Okay.
Like to shoot music videos. Like to go shopping. You never get bored. Come on, I mean, let's be honest. When you finding jobs, most humans, when they get bored of a job, they either quit it, mm-hmm. you know, or they go try to find something else.
Yeah.
Or just, I mean, people who ain't got it, who ain't stable, that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, why not? It's everything. You know what I'm saying? It's everything that I want to do. Even when I'm on vacation, even when I'm working, I'm on vacation. Like, you never get bored. It's always something different.
Yeah.
So I'm like, when I get sad, when I'm hurting, I can go in there instead of just going and tell somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Put it in the music. Write you a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, you, that's so,
those are my, you know, being able to get my, being able to take care of my kids because I know it's going to take them far. You know what I'm saying? Those are, like, that's my biggest thing.
How is that? So, juggling being, juggling motherhood and your artistry.
You got to go get it. Just like any other mother, you
that's,
know.
That's
just
a big sacrifice.
Oh, you just got to go get it. You just got to FaceTime like a mother.
Yeah.
You know, them 2-3 days that you in your city with your baby, or when you out and you working your baby with you in that city, you just got to cherish every moment you got, like every minute and every second, because one thing you don't get back is time. I've always lived by that. You don't never get time back. Money going to come and go as long as you breathing, you know, no matter how much money. But time, utilize it, you know.
Facts.
So
that's a fact. Do your kids, like, do they listen to your music?
Ooh, my little peep squeak. Oh, my gosh. Let you, we in a car, we playing it anywhere.
Okay.
Mommy. Because she be there. She's there when I be recording some nights. Like, you know, yes. Like, my peep squeak, yes, she's there.
Gotcha.
She see it. She see the grind. She see the struggle. She hear me seeing my little earphones, and I'm holding her, and I'm steady saying a line of 30 million times.
Okay.
And she, mommy. Ariel, hold on. Mm. You know, like, so yeah, she said it all, yeah.
So mm-hmm. what's next for you? So what are we expecting from you?
So hopefully, as of right now, we in the studio making new music.
Okay.
We are doing that, working on that. We got this new song dropping now called Got 'Em Hot. Make sure y'all tune in and so y'all keep up with that.
When are you dropping that?
That's the thing. We ain't came up with no release date yet. We just now getting it.
Okay.
We still getting in the process. We working on a video, got all that going. But we ain't came up with no just set release date yet.
Okay.
That is coming real soon.
Okay.
But where I see myself at next, where I'm trying to go next, be put in places where matters more.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see myself next.
Okay.
That's pretty much how I can say that. Be in rooms where it's important. Be in rooms where it matters.
Working smart. Working smart, exactly. Cause it's like, you see how you putting in the effort, you working hard. Mm-hmm. But it's like there's a moment in your career where it's no longer about working hard; it's about working smart now.
Exactly,
putting yourself, like you said, in the right room.
Exactly,
right
work people. Smart and not too hard. Exactly, right. Yes,
you know. So yes. Super proud of the fact of how dedicated you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because again, we're in an industry where it's dominated by men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's. Everybody named mother is in music.
Right.
You know,
let's keep it 1,000.
Yeah. So it's like you have to know how to stand out.
That is true.
So do you feel like you're in that place where you know that you're standing out?
Of course I do.
Okay.
When I walk in any room and walk out of it, they gonna remember who Bailey is. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yes, of course. Then, and that's always, you always gotta put your little paint on everybody.
Now you definitely
They might not remember your name, but that's... Oh, I know y'all know your name, but I know, yes, you be lit. Oh, my God. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, definitely. You know, so continue having that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lastly, I want to know, mm-hmm. when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Mm-hmm. When was the last time I did something for the first time?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Okay, what was yesterday? What was that?
What was it today? Was it yesterday or was it today? But just happened to, like, just traveling. Let's put it like that. Traveling, having to take a shower somewhere where I wasn't comfortable with doing.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, let's hurry up. Gotta be clean, clean.
But listen, you're doing it.
Right.
You know, do you read books?
Right, I do.
You do?
Yes, I read books.
Like self-motivation books?
I read
books,
all kind of books.
Like, so what's all the kind of latest books. Book you read?
So this, there's one book that I'm reading right now is Relationship Goals.
Okay.
That's what I'm reading into right now.
I mean, it's a positive. It's still, you know.
It's kind of like just trying to work on me a little bit in my relationship, really.
That's dope.
Outside of music. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ever read the Four Agreements?
I have not.
Definitely pick that book up.
Four Agreements?
The Four Agreements. Mm. It's a self-development book. It's not. It has nothing to do with music. It's just self-development. I mean, it can pertain to your music, but it's more pertaining to your self-development.
Right.
So, you know, like, I'm very big when you're pursuing your goals, I'm very big on self-development. Then you as the brand is the artist development, you know?
Right.
So definitely try to pick that book up. It's a dope book. Yeah. Definitely look into it. For those that are watching, those that are, you know, like, where can they find you, your music, all that good stuff?
They can catch me on all social platforms at _THA, The Real Bella. Not the, like, T-H-E, _THA, The Real Bella. Music on all streaming platforms. Yeah. Make sure y'all check me out. Stay tuned in. Stay locked in. We going up. We been going up. Life of the party. Looking at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm all of that. So, yeah.
And y'all better know the vibes, man. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following her. All her information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it. It's free. It's your girl, V. Hennyman. You tuned into The Artistry. And we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out.
The Artistry.
Catch us on YouTube, Facebook, or outlets.
Follow us.